This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, that's the word people use who are older to describe what's going on here. So what's the equivalent in young speak, Victoria, to swell? Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. What's the equivalent to swell? They don't have, there's no thesaurus around.
I guess I would probably just say cool. I don't know that I'd call us rad, but, you know.
All right, let's see what you can bring us that's cool information from the top of the trend box.
Well, here's a question for you. Would you ever fly on an airline that misspelled its own name on the side of the plane?
Probably not. Unless it's Aeroflot. I always thought, I saw at LAX a couple of weeks ago an Aeroflot plane, which actually was an American-made Boeing 777. It was really
from
interesting
like
50 to see.
Years ago, probably.
No,
right?
No, it's not. They're fairly new.
Aeroflot's the worst airline in the world.
Awful. I flew them when I was in going from Moscow to Leningrad. It was one.
Yeah, I had a friend fly on it once, and she said she just prayed the whole time.
Hold on. Yeah. Yep, right, exactly.
Well, so the big typo that has gone viral is, and I don't know how to say this airline, but it looks like it's Cathay Pacific.
Cathay Pacific is a big airline in Asia, yes.
Right, so it's a Hong Kong-based airline, and they do not know how to spell their own name. And this someone snapped this at the airport, and they spelled Pacific without the F. So it's just P-A-C-I-I-C. It was just Pacific. So,
what kind of a plane? You got that picture? What kind of a plane is it?
It's a big one. Either a Boeing or an Airbus. It's a big one. I don't know.
A big one.
It's
probably
a big one.
They send the what they call the livery. Planes have a livery, which is the design that they use pretty much for the logo, that sort of thing. And they send, there are three or four companies that pretty much do all the painting, all of the design and that sort of thing for airplanes. And so this would be, one of them is in Miami at the airport down there. They do rehab, major rehab and repainting of planes and that sort of thing. So it could have happened. But those, when you look at the logos, those logos usually, or the, in this case, Cathay Pacific or American or United, those are stickers. Those are stick-ons. They're not painted on, but they're applied. They're decals. So somehow or other, if they put it on letter by letter by letter, I'm not trying to overanalyze this, somebody forgot one of the letters.
But, well, somebody doesn't know how to spell, and I don't really want someone who is a grounds person or, you know, whatever type of person this job is, I don't want that person touching a plane that I would be flying on if they can't even spell the airline correctly.
I think it's probably not... Again, into the weeds, kind of a fun story.
Well, this
but
is
not anybody that works on a ground crew is probably ever going to touch something like that. It will be done in one of those subcontracting facilities.
Well, there's pictures. This was taken at the Hong Kong International Airport. And so there is a picture following this up with somebody that's still grounded at the airport. And there are two workers up on one of those yellow chairlift things.
Yes.
And they are now, and they're putting new decals on. There's a big patch over it. So they had to patch over what was there. I'll send you the picture so you can see it. And so they had to correct
then
it.
Then I'll give you a full review.
Yes. After the picture went viral, Cathay Pacific had they were good sports about it. They realized, like, uh-oh, this has gone viral now. So they posted pictures of the plane getting corrected, and they tweeted, oops, this special livery won't last long. She's going back to the shop. And so they said they were going to keep this a private matter. And she said, what the spokesperson said, the spacing is too on point for a mishap. We have stencils. We should be there should be a blank gap in between letters if it was a real mistake. And that's what one of the engineers at Cathay Pacific said.
It may have been somebody trying to make them look bad.
I don't know. They said we did not intend to make a big fuss of this. However, when it went viral, then you have to address it and make light of it. But yeah, so
you'll see Cathay Pacific mostly on the East Coast, West Coast here. Flying directly to Hong Kong and other Asian, they're a big airline, privately held, not a you know, like China Air, owned by the government, and most of that part of the world, the government runs, and actually in many parts of the world, actually, government runs the airlines because they can't run them and make a profit. The private entity, so the government has to take them over. We've ever heard that story before. Speaking of airlines, wait a minute, let me look at the picture you just sent me. So I'm going to look at it, and I'll give you my 2 cents worth. And then Cathay, yeah. So that's a that is a 777, and I don't know, that plane is not new. I wouldn't have thought. So what in the world are they doing? It looks stupid, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
It looks pretty stupid. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on what September is all about in many people's minds, especially with our eye back to the hurricane. If you're not prepared for a disaster, you'll want to be listening right after these words.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program. September is National Preparedness Month. Are you prepared in the event of severe weather disaster like the hurricane? We have Cheryl Nelson, who is a FEMA-certified disaster preparedness expert, joining us now to offer some tips for you on how to plan and prep for a storm should it become a problem, what to have on hand, how to avoid being left without power, that sort of thing. So, Cheryl, let's get right to it. As far as thinking about disaster preparedness, people are often in denial. Do you think that's true? I think it's true, but I'm wondering what you think.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I partnered with Cummins. to ensure that everybody is prepared for the next big storm. And yes, I do. I think people are in denial. They think that it's not going to happen to them, or they think that the storm is not going to be as bad as meteorologists say, and they just become complacent. And I think many people don't truly care or prepare until they are affected by a disaster and they realize how bad it can be. In fact, Cummins just did a survey, and that revealed that 75% of people who experienced hurricanes and power outages admitted they were not prepared, and 67% of those said they wished that they had had backup power. So this is why I do this. This is why I'm here. People admit they're not prepared.
Well, under the circumstances, losing power can be, we're so spoiled now. You know, you think back 150 years ago, nobody had any power, and now we can't seem to live without it. I find, you know, I couldn't be on the air, you couldn't be where you are, we couldn't do anything without power. So when it's gone, we take it for granted. When it's gone, we, wow, what are we going to do? How are we going to cook dinner? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? So it's pretty easy once you have gone through the experience, to say, okay, here's how I'm going to fix the problem. But being anticipatory, if you will, thinking what would be, what's the solution to the problem if I lose my power? And again, people think in terms of it being expensive if you have a generator. I know that I put a generator in my house. I didn't think it was that expensive at all, given the feeling that you get of, I don't know what the right word is, the adjective protection. You're at ease. If the power goes out, it won't really go out if you have one of these generators, right?
That's so true. Having a backup standby generator will give you peace of mind. I mean, it's going to turn on the second the power goes off.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about losing all this money with spoiled food and hotel stays. I mean, I know it looks expensive to some people up front, but if you factor in long term how much you might spend, because you're exactly right. We can deal without power for a couple hours, but
yeah,
we have no power for days or weeks or longer. That's when it really gets dangerous and very expensive.
So you hosted a program called Get Ready America, the National Hurricane Survival Test. All 50 states saw you go through this in a pretty methodical way. Is FEMA prepared? There's a lot of people that point fingers at FEMA. What did you find out with regard to them and how they help or not?
I think FEMA does a great job with trying to get people educated. That's why September is National Preparedness Month. And they're laying everything out for people, because I think a lot of people rely on the government to come to their assistance immediately following a disaster. But a lot of the times, your family, your friends, your neighbors, they're going to be your first responders, because FEMA cannot get to everybody right away. Yes, they try to get to people as quickly as they can, but really it's on every individual to be prepared with those items like water and non-perishable food, and not just a couple of granola bars or a bottle of water. You got to be prepared for at least 72 hours and even a maximum of up to 2 weeks, and you got to have that disaster kit ready. You got to have items like copies of your important documents, flashlights, batteries, medication refills, $100 in single dollar bills, a NOAA weather radio. And, you know, that's just naming a few. But you have to be responsible for yourself and your family.
Well, I think there's a certain amount of common sense, which we are devoid of, Cheryl, as well, because everybody, as you suggested, well, the government will take care of me, big brother government. No, this is up to you to figure it out and prepare. And frankly, a Cummins name, something, because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I know the reliability quotient for Cummins is superb. They make great products. And if you want more information on what Cheryl's been explaining here, you go to Cummins.com/weather prep. CUMMINS. Cummins.com/weather prep. Good to have you here, Cheryl. Continued success in your career, focusing on things like this and helping out a lot of people. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The DJV show with Victoria Cara and I, focusing first on Demi Lovato, or more specifically, Demi Lovato's mother, Diana De La Garza. Got emotional, opened up about her daughter's alarming overdose, touching on her daughter's well-known battle with addiction. Ms. Diana said she first learned of Demi's overdose through a phone call from an assistant of Demi. She said, Demi overdosed. I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. What? What do you know about your... You don't know about your child? Her parents... What am I...
Well, I think
here?
She probably knew that she had issues with addiction, but I think you would still be shocked if you got a call that your kid overdosed. I think at that point she didn't know if she was alive or not, because the assistant wasn't like, your daughter overdosed, but she's okay. She just said she overdosed.
Yeah.
Which for a lot of people means that they're dead.
Right.
Yeah, it could be an overdose. Does you're right about that. So mom says, we got there as quickly as we could, jumped out of the car, ran to the emergency room to be by her side. She just didn't look good at all. Duh. But this is kind of simplistic.
How are you being so insensitive about this? I don't get that.
I don't like the fact that we're... What do you expect the mother to be? Of course she's going to be all upset about it. I think that's the pedanticness isn't about the reality of what's gone on. It's the way it's reported, I guess, as much as anything else.
These are her direct quotes. This is an interview. This is the first time her mother has spoken about any of this. This started trending last night because everyone wanted to know how Demi is doing. And her mom, this is obviously really difficult for her mom to talk about. For days, they didn't know if her daughter was going to live or not. You know, they didn't know she was going to make it. She was in critical condition. She was in a coma.
I got all that. What I'm saying has nothing to do with that. It has to do with sort of the is there a real story here? Mom found out about it in a way that was pretty awkward, and then she went to be at her daughter's side. That's the story. And the daughter's okay. Is there something I'm missing?
Wow.
No. I think what happens is that we glorify and glamorize, because these people are stars, their abuses. However they get there, the mother's got to take some responsibility. That's what I'd be looking for. I'd want to know what's going on. What kind of situation is there at home for your daughter's only 26, so she hasn't been gone from the house that long. What was the upbringing? I want to know what her upbringing was.
Her upbringing was in Hollywood. So I think parents should take a little bit of responsibility for that. But I doubt she's been home for years and years
long,
and years.
Long
I mean,
time.
She was on Disney
money.
Since yes. she was, what, 14? She was on yeah. Barney when she was a kid. So I don't know how much control her mom has had in her life. At a certain point, too, when you're 26, you make your own decisions. And she's been making her own decisions, and they obviously haven't been great ones.
Mm-hmm. So I'll circle back around. It's not about blame. It's just about thought, the thought practice. I look at myself as being responsible for some of the things my children have done, even as adults. Not that I can't control, but there's something that it seems to me you're brought up around, or the exposure to different things. I don't know. It isn't a critical thing. It's an observational thing. So you take it as critical. I'm not. That's not the way it's meant. It's meant as an observational thing.
I think this lady is happy her daughter's alive. I think.
Yeah. And wouldn't we all be that way if the situation were reversed? I think my son did some things when he was a young adult that I wished I'd have known more about, frankly. And I think that mothers and fathers sometimes just don't want to know. And I don't think that fixes the problem or helps the youngsters in this circumstance, Demi saying, staying sober. All right, 28 after the hour. This is a DJV program. From the ground like a skyscraper.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 7 people were shot, including the shooter who later died in the second mass shooting in Maryland in 3 months. A woman who was a temporary employee at the Rite Aid warehouse in Aberdeen opened fire on her coworkers shortly after they arrived at work. First responders begin arriving only 5 minutes after the shooting began.
Yeah, 2 DSWs, 1 to the chest, 1 to the abdomen, 1 to the back at location.
Sheriff Jeffrey Galler.
3 people are suffering from injuries which they are expected to survive. 3 others are victims of our shooter who lost their lives here today.
The suspect was identified as 26-year-old Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore. She began shooting outside before she went in, and she shot a total of 6 people before committing suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention!
Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Excited to tell you, as the Dougster, that it's 34 after the hour. And this is the DJV program. Also excited to tell you that. Jennifer is on the mend. She's been fighting this stuff. That kid goes through more stuff. I don't know. She's like a germ attraction machine. And so she's fighting whatever the latest germ is. I haven't gotten her convinced. It's very interesting. As close as we are, as much as I can sit at breakfast with the two of them, her father and her, and I can go through a laundry list of things, because her father's the same way. Father picks up every bug that there is to pick up. And so I say to them, you know, enhance your immune system. Take this, 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 and this. And they all look at me with the two of them with glazed eyes. Jennifer has been listening to me do these ads for, what, how long has she been around? 15 years or whatever. And she still doesn't, you know, they do the traditional stuff. And it's everybody to each his own. But it doesn't work that well for her. Enhancing your immune system is very basic, at least as far as I'm concerned. But she gets a lot of stuff. And so we hold on to a good thought. So she'll be back on the morrow after the band. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. There's a story out of Leesburg, Virginia that I find very, very compelling. And as those of you who listen to this program with a great degree of plumbness and attention and regularity know, I don't like to stick to the main road. We go off onto the side roads, the county roads, if you will. And so this is a focus on something that if you weren't really paying attention, here we get by. Because there's so much going on in the world. Okay, what's this little story about this little station down in Leesburg, Virginia that's just been sold? So I'm looking at the sales document. The call letters of the station, I actually used to be on this station, WCRW. Programming and revenue are under programming contract with China Radio International. I will repeat that. A radio station in Leesburg, Virginia gets its programming from China Radio International. If you didn't know, that's the state-owned international broadcaster of the People's Republic of China. So last year there was a lot of fuss because there was a station in Washington that was carrying a program that was produced by the Russians. And we have RTV, Russian television, a cable channel devoted to, well, the Russians pay for it. They say it's all about America, but it's all about kind of chipping away at America, if you will. I've been interviewed there. I've been a part of programming, and what they're interested in doing is kind of flushing out things that are negative. And China Radio International has been well known. Its programming has been on that station and for a while on other stations in our country. So I come to you and ask you if you're knowledgeable about this. That is a general question. Did you know that there were people buying and running radio stations in our country that were connected to the Chinese government? And the same can be said for the Russians. The Russians, that came up last year, and this China connection comes up this year. For me, I don't like it, frankly.
But do they own the stations? Because I thought that was not allowed.
It isn't allowed, but they cough up these people in some of these AM stations that aren't doing that well. Somebody comes along and says, I'll give you $10,000 a month, and your expenses are $4,500, and what do you care what the programming is? That's basically how it's gone in some of these broadcasting nooks and crannies. So what's coming over the airwaves is Chinese. Who the hell knows what they're saying? You know, it's like I get a big kick. This is the old ruse, the Spanish broadcasters. The FCC will only act, like most other government agencies, upon a complaint. So when Howard Stern, for example, goes on the air and says something outrageous, or somebody slips with one of the seven words you're not supposed to say on the air, then somebody complains. Do you know how much is said on Spanish language radio that is so off the mark? It is so obscene, and yet nobody ever pays any attention to it because the people who speak Spanish aren't going to report it. They don't even know that they can do that in the first place. And secondly, nobody cares. The reason I bring it up is because it shows it's like ridiculous the way we chase around things, people, for words they say, like the F word. Okay, we're going to fine you $5,000 because you let the F word out on your air. Meanwhile, the Chinese are running rampant all over the place, broadcasting their propaganda. Nobody knows what they're saying, at least nobody English speaking. All the Chinese people know what they're saying. And the same with the Russians.
Is it a large population of Chinese Americans in Leesburg, Virginia?
I wouldn't have thought so.
That's kind of what I'm stuck on.
I don't know.
Like, really?
But this station has a 50,000-watt daytime signal, so it can get into Washington. So who knows what happens between Leesburg and Washington or where. You know, who would have thought Framingham has the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in any one concentrated place? Or that suburb of Dearborn, Michigan, where there are more Muslims than any other place in the country. 40,000 live in one community, the Somalis, that have moved to Lewiston, Maine. Who would have thought there was a bunch of Somalis living in Lewiston, Maine? If I was a Somali and used to that heat, I wouldn't be wanting to go to Lewiston, Maine.
I'd be in Miami.
Yeah, right. Let's go down to Daytona Beach or maybe we'll go to Wellington. The life's pretty good there. Anyway, it's just an interesting anecdotal question that I have out loud, and I would think you'd be asking that same question of your government, of your leaders. What's the story? Somebody running for Congress? You go to a town hall meeting in Leesburg, Virginia, where there's somebody running for Congress, first question I'd ask him, and he won't have the answer, I guarantee it, because he doesn't even know what's going on. Hey, pal, what's the story with the Chinese broadcasting on our radio station? Where'd that come from? What's the story? And he'd go, we'll have to look into that. That'll be the last you hear about it. So you know more after listening to me here, us talking about it, than you'll know by listening to some government boob. I just think it's wrong. I don't think we should allow, never mind ownership, well, I don't think we should allow, I get on to this business about English as the standard language. We don't have a formal declaration of a language in our country. And I think we brought up the other day the fact that in California they're going to mandate the ballots be all in Spanish. Screw that.
No, in Florida there's going to be Spanish and English. Yeah. It's not all in Spanish. Spanish is offered as well.
Mm. All right, well.
Which, by the way, we were talking about that more afterwards, and one of the points that was brought up is that, like, no other countries have two languages.
Doug said that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not true at all.
Not true
because,
at all.
No,
I mean,
not.
If you look
I
at Europe
that.
And China and India and all these countries in Africa, most places speak more than one language. For some reason, we are
French
different
and
than everyone else.
Yeah.
All right, so then
In reality, we should all learn French and Spanish so that we can actually, communicate with the countries that are next to us.
Well, maybe.
Would that be more beneficial to all of us if we all knew multiple languages as compared to just one?
I don't disagree with that. That's why we have languages in school that we all forget as soon as we get out of school.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is the way that we teach them is not very efficient. If we
were like it's ridiculous.
Other places, we should start in elementary school and learn it through our entire lives.
Yeah.
Well, that is probably speaks more to the reality of today. It's still, maybe it's an age thing as much as anything else. I just don't like it, frankly. I'm offended when I go into a place of business and they can't speak English and they expect me to know how to speak Spanish.
I guess the expectation that you should know Spanish seems a little odd. But
yeah.
I do think as someone who's only 26 growing up in a society that's, we need to know more and more how to communicate with people in other countries and other continents. And so it seems odd that we have such a focus in this country of knowing English and only knowing English. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's something that people want more and more, and I just don't think that's efficient.
Well, there's an ancillary, or maybe insular rather than ancillary. It's ancillary and it's insulary. We've become isolated to a point, and we're a little bit self-focused. I think that is, especially in the world the way it is now, I think we need to be much broader in our approach to understanding what's going on elsewhere. We're not on an island here. It's very easy to get on a plane and go anywhere in the world, and likewise for people to get on a plane in Hong Kong, come on, Cathay Pacific, and end up in San Francisco 13 hours later. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Speaking of the Chinese, they have fired back at us after the trade war got ramped up, more tariffs. Chinese government says it'll impose tariffs on goods worth $60 billion following the announcement that administration's adding $200 billion worth of Chinese goods with new tariffs. The tariffs start at a rate of 10%, and they go up to 25% at the end of the year. So they go into effect, I think, later this week. Apply to thousands of products, food seasonings, baseball gloves, network routers, industrial machine parts. The new tariffs will be levied at rates of 5 or 10%, depending on the product, at the same time. 5,000 U.S. goods will be affected by that. Meat, nuts, alcohol, chemicals, clothing, machinery, furniture, auto parts, U.S. and China. Why can't we work out the same thing with China that we did with Europe and Mexico? What the hell? I mean, I'm sure that's on the table. So what are they being so stubborn about? We neutralize the Europeans and the Mexican deal, basically eliminates NAFTA and neutralizes so that there aren't tariffs, which is basically a better, healthier way of doing this because you pay what the product is worth, not some artificial inflation that has to do with what, some government person thinks they can get away with. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see where all this goes. But if you didn't
When is it going to end? Walmart is now lashing out about it. Target, all these stores that these brands, they're talking about, are they going to absorb the costs or and their stock prices
they'll pass
go down?
Along. Right.
Or do they just raise the prices of everything?
Yeah. Look at what they just put Walmart asked the administration to walk back its plan to put tariffs on Christmas lights and shampoo and dog food and luggage and mattresses, handbags, backpacks, vacuum cleaners, bicycles, cooking grills, cable cords, air conditioners, all that stuff, because they all are made in China, and they bring them to this country and sell lots of them, even if it's all junk. Why the hell should the government be involved in this at all? Let the consumer pay what he or she wants to pay for something, and that'll determine what it's worth. Not some artificial way of adding costs. It's outrageous. All right, it's also 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their health care costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay health care bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. It's *848 to find out how much you can save on your health care. Message and data rates may apply. That's *848.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Pets bring so much joy to our lives. They're loyal, they're protective, and smart. Yet as smart as our pets might be, they can't advocate for themselves, especially in the event of a natural disaster. Hi, I'm Sean Lowe. Last year during Hurricane Harvey, I saw the impact of natural disaster firsthand. Many families suffered the added heartbreak of being separated from their pets. That's why it's important your pet is part of your family's disaster preparedness plan. Like storing pet food, medical records, and supplies in waterproof containers. Proper identification, a microchip, and a photo of you with your pet can help in case you get separated. And keep their favorite comfort toy handy. If you take steps now, you'll encounter less stress during the chaos of an emergency. To learn how you can prepare your pet for a natural disaster, talk to your veterinarian and visit BanfieldFoundation.org/disaster. That's BanfieldFoundation.org/disaster. Don't save it for a rainy day.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
At 53 past the hour, this is the DJV program. We have some food news of interest and import here. There have been a lot of food recalls lately, ranging from Honey Smack dry cereal to Pepperidge Farm Goldfish crackers. Now, one of the latest major recalls isn't a bacterial contamination, but it might be just as dangerous. If you haven't heard, 450,000 pounds of ready-to-eat frozen chicken recall for possible bits of metal. Wayne Farms, poultry products affected by recall, distributed by the farm, and we're not sure of the all of the, you know, the thing about chicken, the thing about any of these packaged things, they end up pretty much, if they're distributed nationwide, in every single one of the big grocery chains. Just that's the way it is. It's all about distribution, and they probably have a different name. They didn't say Wayne Farms. They may have the store brand on it. And restaurants also take this stuff. The recall affects 11 specific products: white meat chicken, diced chicken, grilled white meat chicken fingers, grilled chicken meat, grilled white chicken strips, all natural diced chicken, and natural diced chicken seasoned with whatever. I don't even know what this stuff is, but I know I'm happy I don't eat chicken. Remember I said, how many times, Kara, have you heard me say, if you knew how chicken was quote-unquote prepared, i.e. what went through the slaughter routine, you'd never touch another piece of chicken or poultry in your life, especially the commercial stuff, the stuff that's produced on your local family farm and processed on your local family farm is way different, miles different. It's like night and day. These big places
where they grow 35 and 40,000 chickens a month in these huge barns. They never move. They give them injections so they grow fast. And in 36 days, they kill them. That's what happens in these huge agribusiness-oriented. This is a big company, and they buy chickens or they hire, like, Tyson's and Purdue farms to grow their chicken. And then they put their name on it. So there's a lot of stuff that happens down the line that you don't know about, but in this circumstance, just another reminder of what a mess that part of the... It's an industry. It's not the farm anymore. It's an industry. So some food for thought, if you will. Some more food news tomorrow. Here's something from, I guess this is food specific, because Life Change Tea is all about cleansing your body from the foods that have made your gut unhealthy. We all know, or if we don't know, we ought to know, that our health begins and ends in the gut. So if you have a lot of irritable bowel problems, if you've got gas, bloating, cramps, you've got any kind of diarrhea. I say my daughter used to call it diarrhea. It really, the constipation, the stuff that goes on, unmentionable stuff, but it needs to be cleaned. You know, you've got to change your evil ways, but the first thing to do is clean up what you got, and that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Life Change Tea is from all natural teas grown in America. It's all put together in America, processed and then distributed. And you get yours by going not to the store, but online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com, ask for Life Change Tea. It'll clean the toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, guaranteed out of your body, so you'll feel better almost immediately. I drink a cup of it every day. Life Change Tea will do just that. Change your life. Make you healthier. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you free.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, for those of you who are big into apples at this time of year, lovely, beautiful apples, what's your favorite? Red Delicious used to be our favorite apple, America's favorite. But Americans have changed, comes to their apple. The Red Delicious apple lost the title. U.S. Apple Association said the Gala, G-A-L-A,
that's
Gala, somebody
favorite.
Said Gala, the Gala apple is going to usurp the Red Delicious for the top spot this year. So there you go. Food, farm, and family here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.